Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, my, hot, rockin', electrified purple fruit pie. Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, for today, we will be discussing and combining Albert Einstein, physics, the colors of the rainbow, the food we consume, and edible electricity to form something I like to live by, and I like to call edible light theory. And it'll change the way you see food forever, literally. So pass the beer nuts. Hillary, Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. Now, before I discuss the ins and outs of edible light theory, let's talk Einstein. Albert Einstein said, and I quote, "Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Find the frequency, and you get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics." So, now, to clarify, Albert Einstein, according to him, everything in the entire universe is energy and frequency, which got me thinking, should a vegan eat animal crackers? And how much weed does a grasshopper smoke? Well, that, and shouldn't we be consuming our food according to energy and frequency? Or, allow me to rephrase, the food that we elect to consume and throw down our internal landscape should only be judged by its energy and frequency. It's edible electrical voltage and nothing else, as all we need to know is how many volts of edible electricity is inside the food we are about to consume. Calories, fat grams, all of this is edibly outdated information created by the evil edible powers that be, almost entirely to sell nothing but ultra, super, highly processed food, and then justify it. All we need to know is whether the food we are about to consume is electrified or not. And if so, just tell us how many volts. And now, here's something we hope you'll really like, Bullwinkle. The color or the pigment of the food we consume is the easiest way to track edible energy, because all colors have a frequency. And Albert Einstein explained, it's really quite simple. The greater the frequency, the greater the energy and the more edible electricity inside. Because this is physics, but all you need to understand it is common sense. How about an example? Recently, someone asked me, if I were stranded on a desert island, what book would I bring? I responded, How to Build a Boat by Noah. Meanwhile, inside the halls of justice, The Flash is discussing the edible principles of the speed force. Our edible energetic frequency is naturally powerful and way beyond our wildest fantasies. Yeah, baby! However, we almost never achieve that state because the edible reality is we consume foods with extremely low to no edible frequency, like apples picked 12 months ago. Foods without a pulse, like foods of fast convenience, or foods that are super highly processed. And those foods, they do not contain any edible electricity inside. Rather, they shut down the entire power grid. And then it's another trip to the hospital, and a hospital bed is a parked taxi with the meter running. Now, I want you to close your eyes and think of the colors of the rainbow as if they were the numbers ranging from 1 to 10 on the volume dial of an electronic amplifier. Now, 1 is the softest and 10 is the loudest. And the higher we go up the sound dial, the faster the electrons move and the louder the sound becomes, and the greater the electrical output. Now, this is not edible philosophy. This is Einstein. This is physics. Kind of like the night when Bob Dylan grabbed an electric Fender Stratocaster guitar instead of his acoustic guitar and shocked the folk rock world by going electric, yeah, baby, on the evening of July 25th, 1965. So holy electric Bob Dylan, Batman. And I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Now, just like the numbers on the sound dial of an electronic amplifier, there has always been an absolute hierarchy of edible power within the natural spectrum of color itself. It's physics 101. And here's how the visible spectrum of colors work energetically. Red has a frequency of 4.29, and orange has a frequency of 5. Yellow has a frequency of 5.16. Green has a frequency of 5.45. Blue has a frequency of 6. Indigo has a frequency of 6.7. And violet, or purple, as we commonly call it today, well, its frequency is twice as big as red's. So now, when life presents someone with a choice between, say, a red tomato and a yellow tomato, it becomes a very, very simple decision to make because yellow has a greater frequency and its electrons move a lot faster than red. And electrical potential greatly increases as electrons move faster and faster, and it's intake-outtake. So when you're at breakfast and the choice for fruit is between a green kiwi and a blueberry, always select the blueberry because you have to eat a lot of green, Mr. Grasshopper, to almost kind of, but not really, come close to the electrical potential of the color blue. And David Bowie said it best, blue, blue, electric blue. And that's the way the edible light theory works. And it's all about constantly capitalizing on the edible opportunities before us by understanding the edible power and the edible hierarchy of colors of the spectrum, because the name of the game is seriously supercharging our internal solar batteries all day and all night. Now, let's discuss the color red. The color red is the number one on the sound dial of the electronic amplifier of edible life. And do not dismiss the edibly electric effects of the color red, because plugging in your electronic amplifier and playing an electric guitar at one is very audible, because one amp of power is equal to 100-watt light bulb, which is a lot of edible power. However, as an edible light theorist, and as an edible electricist, and as an Einsteinist, we want the food we consume to be vibrating with speed, like the Flash. And we want our food to be violet or purple, call it whatever you want, because purple food is food that is always plugged in at 10 amps of power. And 10 amps of power is equal to a 1,200-watt light bulb. And armed with that kind of power, why, we can rock and roll all night and party every day. Bam, bam, bam. Ooh, ooh. Now, believe me, I advocate maintaining a green lifestyle. However, when it comes to the food we consume, green food is just not powerful enough. So, when life presents you with a choice between a green and a purple asparagus, do not hesitate. Grab the purple. Everyone should be eating purple. The entire planet should go purple, especially when it comes to food, as almost every single food that we consume today started out as purple. How about a little edible proof? Cauliflower, asparagus, potatoes, corn, peas, carrots, bell peppers, chili peppers, pomegranates, chocolate, vanilla, and the list goes on and the list goes on. Now, the 2012 men's final was the fastest 100-meter race in Olympic history, and Usain Bolt won with a record-breaking time of 9.63 seconds. So, holy Usain Bolt Batman. However, 7 of the 8 finalists who ran in that race ran it in under 10 seconds, which never happened before and never, ever, ever happened again. And now here is the point of this particular story. American sprinter Tyson Gay became the fastest fourth-place finisher or non-medalist in Olympic history with his time of 9.8 seconds exactly, just 0.08 seconds away from winning the bronze, and just 0.01 seconds away from forever being remembered as an Olympic medalist instead of an Olympic participant. So, if life could hand you the opportunity to make your electrons move faster, and you get to select between a purple and an orange carrot, I suggest you select the purple, because it's intake-outtake. Now, that is very easy to understand. The caterpillar does all the work, but the butterfly gets all the publicity. Meanwhile, here is a simple trick to always remember the color of the rainbow. Roy G. Biv. And Roy G. Biv is an acronym for the sequence of colors that make up a rainbow. And the colors are universally recognized as red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And conveniently, that's also an easy way to remember which edible color is healthier and provides more energy and edible electricity than another, because the colors run from low to high. Again, red is the number one. It's equivalent to 1 amp of power. It's a 100-watt light bulb. Orange is 2 amps of power. yellow 3, green 5, blue 7 amps of power, indigo 8.5 amps of power, and violet, or purple, as we commonly call it today, is 10 edible amps of pure power. It's a 1200 watt light bulb. Now, the only place to go after 10 is 11. But let's face it, this isn't Spinal Tap. So that's it. That's a wrap on edible light theory. But right now, we have been constructing, and it's up already, only audio on YouTube, our own Edible Honesty channel, but we are adding some bells and whistles, and the interviews that we promised with the academics will be up soon. Stay with us, and we will see you next time, my friends. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening, and to all my fans out there in Washington, D.C., go Nationals. And an enormous edible shout out to Burt Ward, the best Robin ever. And Burt, you know you have an outstanding invitation to be a guest on Edible Honesty so we can finally discuss food fit for a superhero. So give me a call, Burt, and an edible shout out to my favorite farmer on the planet, Goyo, over at JR Organics in Escondido, California. And here is the scoop about Goyo and all the farmers over at JR Organics. They are the first farm in the United States to farm pure edible electricity, and they have got it all. They've got edible solar batteries. They have edible lightning. They have edible thunder. And if you're in Los Angeles or if you're in San Diego, you can get a box of edible electricity now. You can get a box every 4 days. You can get that. It's two a week. You can get five every 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. As long as you stay electrified and you let Goyo and all the farmers over at JR Organics take care of it. And I've been getting all your emails and your comments, and thank you. And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet. And History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, and whoever else. I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal and let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves. A syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty. Same edible time, same edible station.